Difference between demat and trading account. When you first enter the world of stock trading or investing, you'll encounter two key terms, demat account and trading account. You might wonder, are a demat account and a trading account the same? While both are crucial for trading and investing in the stock market, they have different roles. Let's break down the differences between a demat account and a trading account in a simple and clear way. What is a demat account? A demat account is like a digital locker for holding your securities, such as stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, in electronic form. When you buy securities, they are stored in your demat account, eliminating the hassle of physical certificates. The ease of holding securities digitally is a significant improvement over outdated paper certificates. What is a trading account? A trading account acts as a bridge between your bank, your demat account, and stock exchanges such as the NSE and BSE. It facilitates buying and selling of stocks by debiting funds from your bank account and crediting the purchased shares to your demat account. Similarly, when you sell shares, your trading account deducts the shares from your demat account, transfers them to the buyer, and credits your bank account with the proceeds. Depository Participant, DP. To open a demat account, you must approach a depository participant, DP, who acts as a link between you and central depositories like CDSL and NSDL. Opening a trading account typically involves a similar process. Both accounts can be linked to ensure smooth and efficient trading. Key differences between demat and trading account. Understanding the key differences between a demat account and a trading account is vital for effectively navigating the stock market. Though they work together, they serve distinct purposes. Here are the main differences. Feature: demat account, trading account. Purpose: holds securities electronically, facilitates buying and selling of securities. Function: stores investments, executes trades. Role in transactions: receives shares upon purchase, initiates buy forward slash sell orders. Requirement: essential for stock market investment, essential for stock market trading. Nature of operations: digital locker for investments, interface with stock exchanges. Conversion of holdings: converts physical shares to electronic form, doesn't convert holdings. Conclusion: while a demat account and a trading account may seem similar at first, they serve distinct but complementary roles in your stock market journey. The demat account stores shares, while the trading account facilitates trades, making your stock market experience seamless. Understanding the difference brings you closer to becoming a confident investor. Open a free demat account today with FinDuke.